You're live.
All right. So your question for Maureen is?
Well, I want to know, first of all, does the State Tax Commission want these appeals directed on these 137076 properties directly to the Tax Commission, as opposed to us as a citizens board of the county trying to evaluate an income approach without an assessor that has the ability right now to do that income approach?
Okay. Chuck, we are back in session and calling.
Morning.
Gotcha.
Hey, Maureen, this is Jeff Reynolds at the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Hey, we had a couple questions for you.
Okay.
David, I'm going to let you take.
Maureen, this is David Akers. As you know, we're on the record right now here.
Okay.
At the county. All three of us are in session. So the question that I had is on these section 137076, which apparently now requires an income-based approach to assessment. Our assessor has not had the ability or had the staff to do an income-based approach at this point. And so we have data in front of us from various applicants here. And my question, I guess, is, is the idea for the citizens board of the county to try to wade through the income approach, because the only income approach we're going to have is it's not going to be from the assessor's office, or is it something that the tax commission wants us to send directly to them?
If the board feels comfortable that they have sufficient enough information from which to render a determination of value, I don't know if you would have all the information available to you, such as the average. You have to have a cap rate that's not to exceed the average of the current market data available in the county. I don't know if you'd have that type of information available or not.
Well, we don't. I think the cap rate that's been presented is not, it's based on a Midwest cap rate.
Okay. And so that for that reason, you could say there wasn't sufficient amount of information for you to render a determination other than,
Well, it would be our preference as appointees to this board to try and get the decisions made. We're just trying to make sure.
And I understand that, except that the people don't provide you with sufficient enough information, and you don't have that, obviously, you don't have a staff in order to do all that research. You may send that to us, and we will get that information and throughout a hearing that we can conduct.
And then for just commercial properties that are not Chapter 137076, where we have a dispute between a cost approach and an income approach, we can make those assessments as well.
Yes, you are the authoritative source at this point.
Okay, so we could use the data that we have in front of us if we want to make a decision on it.
Correct.
Or we can determine if we don't have enough information and we can deny it, in which case it would go to you.
Correct.
Do you guys have any more questions?
Maureen, thank you for your time. Very much
no
appreciate
problem.
It. All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Do we want to go ahead and address the ones that are Section 42 housing?
Which...
Mr. Browning has one of those, does he not?
Yes. That's what I thought. Since he is here, why don't we take up his, which I think is, well.
Is that the Ridgecrest?
Ridgecrest and Table Rock.
Okay.
So that's 13 and 15?
Yes.
13 and 17 are the section 42 and 6. Those are the only two section 42 housing. Yeah.
One's section 42, one's 515. But yes, they're the only two that would meet the guidelines of the 613. House Bill 613.
Okay.
I think he's done some good work here. I'd like to give him the decision. My concern is the cap rate and the specification of the statute. It says current market data available in the county of said parcel of property, and we're using the cap rate based on, as he said, it goes from North Dakota, or whatever state you said, Wyoming, on down. I don't know that we have the data necessary to make that decision here today on those particular properties. That's just my.
Sir, are you making a motion?
I would make a motion to deny based on that. The statute, and I do not think we have the data necessary in front of us for that particular. I think he may have used whatever he's got available, but the statute seems to be pretty specific. It says data for the county, and we are a county commission. And then hopefully we're going to get an answer out of the state tax commission. They can use that going forward. We can use that data going forward.
I'll second it.
All right, so we have a motion on the table of not sufficient evidence to deny and voting to deny.
Correct.
Numbers, BOE number 2017-13 and BOE 2017-17. All in favor of this motion, aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Ayes carry.
Citizen
that they'll receive
a letter from my office within 5 to 7 days, and they have option to appeal to the state tax.
Okay.
And I understand. They already have one under.
Yeah.
And given the new statute, I just think that's the best.
Yeah.
It's not that we don't want to make a decision.
Yeah, and we appreciate the work that you put here. This is, as you have heard, all the stuff.
With your decision.
So we do have two here that we do need to address.
Yes, sir.
With you, and going. Why don't we go ahead and go back to the? It would be BOE number 2015. But we do have multiple others underneath that, correct? Okay. And we can either tackle these by the BOE number, or we can do it one parcel at a time, or do the whole block, correct?
I have to have, I can't guess at what the value is that you're putting on it. Like if he says that it's worth $5 million for 15 properties, I can't guess what the value is you're putting on each property. So you have to give it a value by property.
You can go by the parcel number.
Yeah,
I do have parcel numbers right here. And you, I mean, as per the evidence that is presented.
Do you have a copy of the evidence for me?
I thought I'd left it on your desk, but you don't see it.
Here we go. She can use this one.
Thanks, Chuck. That way I can follow. I want to make sure I get the motion.
Are you seeing the per unit? So we have Freddy's going from 235 down 1.84% to 12,959.
The one one's highlighted in blue, you're not appealing, correct?
That is correct, on that box and book number.
You can make a motion to approve this as an exhibit if you want to. Exhibit A, all parcels except those that are highlighted in blue, those have been withdrawn. The sediment, the value, the requested value in column, and we can label that column if you want to do all of them at once.
Okay.
You do that.
Thank you. We have a discussion?
Yeah. I still have a problem with using the income basis on this because we're... To my mind, we're actually appraising the value of the property itself, not the business. That's the way I look at it at any rate. And like I said before, if I had a business and my business started going bad, but I was still hanging in, then why wouldn't I be able to go to the assessor and get my taxes lowered to help me out? By using the income basis, not the value of the property itself, but just the money that I'm taking in.
Right. I hear what you're saying. But from my understanding and what Maureen just shared with us is that, I mean, there's three different approaches to appraisal. I mean, there's the cost approach, there's the income approach, and there's the sales approach. And this is a unique property, which your approach has been what approach to the valuation of these?
Cost of the property.
Okay. Cost of property. It is a, and that's using the Honeycutt system?
Right.
Okay. We have evidence presented before us that makes it so on an income approach basis that it, from my, he's not wanting to change it from 12 million to 2 million, that it seems like a reasonable calculation here that he's obviously done his homework on, and that, I mean, based on what the evidence is presented for us, that we would, that we can accept an income approach.
If we were to consider reduction, why are you asking that someplace like Freddy's be reduced, which is a restaurant versus the other, I mean, we're all aware that brick and mortar stores are struggling, mm-hmm. given the Amazon and everything else, but when we're talking about a restaurant versus, I mean, you already said that the income there is higher. I don't know that those are necessarily going to drop, but the other ones,
Maybe. And to that, this is done as a comprehensive view of the property as an investor would. Okay,
understand.
You're right. The Freddy's, honestly, we don't have a contingent with Freddy's.
So
in that parcel value, if you're more comfortable in no changing it and no changing the Arby's that's down on line 5, then I get that because those really aren't in contingent. You're right. It's the inline strip that's really the problem out here, not the restaurants.
I'll make a motion to deny on the two parcels of Freddy's and Arby's, but accept the analysis on the rest of the properties and grant the reduction. And we'll have to probably go through those line by parcel by parcel, since now they've been added to this application, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry, David, which ones did you want to deny?
I'll make a motion after we've discussed it, I guess.
Okay.
But if we want to continue discussing it, then I'll make a motion at the end. But my thought process was to keep the evaluation made by the assessor on both the Freddy's parcels and then also the Arby's parcel. The Arby's parcel, I think, is 0.016L. Well, excuse me, the parcel land parking lot there.
The Arby's parking lot or land also?
Okay, I'm confused. That land is both for Arby's and Pearl Vision?
It's correct.
But they're being valued as two separate parcels.
Well, the Arby's building is one parcel, and then is the other part the parking lot for both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can go through it parcel by parcel.
I think we have to. So.